Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another weekly edition of the End Time News Report with the one and only Sister Marie. Well, that was Hold On, and the group's name is Selah, and that was a powerful anthem, if you will, encouraging the saints to hold on to God for dear life because there is salvation and no other. Salvation and no other but the Lord Jesus himself. Well, I don't have many announcements, but let me just encourage you that if you're in need of prayer, send us your prayer request at powerofprayer2018@gmail.com, powerofprayer2018@gmail.com. I spoke to Sister Kay, one of our former co-hosts, and she's doing better. However, she still wants us to continue to pray for her, and the Lord did answer one of her prayers. She had asked us to pray for her son, who was unemployed for quite some time, and the young man was trying. He was going to one interview after another, but with no success. He wasn't hired. Well, she called me ecstatic. She was happy. Well, she first sent an email, but then we spoke, and just thanking us for praying because her son finally landed a great, great, great job. So my brothers and sisters, does God answer prayer? Yes, he does. Also, let me remind you all that tomorrow, Sister AJ will be in studio at 2 o'clock to do her weekly show, Is This the Church? And I got to tell you, Sister AJ, Sister Marie, these sisters, these colleagues of mine, they're doing just some fantastic work, and I'm just honored that they would be working with me. It's such a blessing. So without any further ado, let me bring on Sister Marie, and let's do today's show, and she's going to explain what it's all about. My dear sister, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you, bro? How are you?
I'm doing all right. All right. Well, it's raining here. It's kind of soggy and all.
Yes.
Listen, that's, you know, April showers bring May flowers.
Well, you're getting snow tomorrow, aren't you?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, who are
and
we?
Snow, and listen, snow, April snow brings out the shovel of the bro. That's what April snow does. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think it's only, in my area, it's only going to be, you know, like 2 inches of snow tonight.
Listen, 2 inches
we're getting
is horrible.
It tonight.
2 inches is horrible. It's just horrible.
Horrible, dude.
Yeah, because
walk over
farmers, are, farmers are already planting, right?
Yeah,
so
now that's
they
a problem.
It, yeah, that's a horrible problem. That's
yeah.
a horrible problem. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But with me, see, with me, I'll just say I can't go outside COVID restrictions. No, I can't do it. Can't COVID. Dr. Fauci said can't go outside and shovel. It's no good. So that's it. It'll melt in a week if it melts, but I'm not touching the shovel again for the rest of this year.
You're playing it for all it's worth.
Yeah,
I'm telling
COVID
you.
COVID restrictions. That's absolutely yeah. right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, share with us what the show's going to be about today.
Well, we have news, and more news. You know.
Well, that's great.
The news
that's
never
great.
Stops. The news will never stop. You know, it's just continuous.
Right.
And sifting through what's true and what isn't is, you know, amazing nowadays. You go
right.
through and you have to have good resources for the news program now.
Sure.
And so, you know, we have a lot of news. Next week we're going to go back and do a show, you know, a regular show. And, you know, we might mix it up because there's just so much going on.
Right.
That it's hard to keep up. So the first news story. There's a funeral aid program out there. Have you heard about this?
No,
it's called
never
the
heard
funeral
of it.
Aids. Okay, this allows death certificates to be altered from those
okay.
For those who may have died of COVID. Now, I want you to read between the lines on this one, and you let
okay.
me know who you think gets off the hook.
All right.
By doing this. Okay, so if your loved one's death certificate doesn't have COVID list, can have it put in, according to AOC, that Alexandria Cortez.
Right,
you can
right.
have that put in. Okay, relatives who died in the early days of the pandemic will be able to seek amended death certificates to show that COVID-19 as a contributing cause of death in order to receive reimbursement for funeral costs. Now, this is under a new FEMA program. So FEMA's involved in this, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we can just take, let's say, you know, anybody, what they're trying to do here is have COVID on death certificates now, like really fast. Okay. Also on board with this is, of course, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And he said, your loved one should have COVID on their death certificate. Anywhere listed is either a primary or contributing cause of death. They want that on there. Now, he's a New York Democrat that said that in the early days, we know that so many people didn't know what COVID was and what COVID wasn't. That's why they say they're doing this. Do you start to see the picture here?
Yep.
Okay. So he said you can go back to the institution that issued the certificate of death, like the hospital, the physician, and have your death certificate edited in retrospect, knowing what we know about COVID today. So if your loved one's death certificate didn't have COVID listed, you can have it put on. The reimbursement amount maxes out at $9,000. And get this, $35,500 per application. Now, I have no idea who gets the $35,500. It's not
right.
The family. That's for
right.
The application.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it didn't by if the doctor got
right.
that,
right.
who signed the death certificate. You know, I don't know. But this applies to U.S. citizens, non-citizen nationals, or a qualified non-citizen who incurred funeral expenses after January 2020. Okay, so tell me.
It's a racket.
What is this doing?
It's a racket. And you know who gets to pay for it? The taxpayer.
Exactly.
Right?
That's one of the things, and
think about this. Think about this. Different people on different levels are getting paid off. The politicians get paid off because the people like this stuff. They like free money, so they're going to vote them back in. That right?
Mm-hmm.
The politicians secure their power. Right? That's one. Number
yep.
two, the institutions, it might be a hospital, it might be a funeral parlor, it might be someone who gets some of that money. The family members get some of that money. So look at they're spreading the cream cheese all over the bagel, is what we call
That's
it.
That's right.
Right? At whose expense? Listen, if they keep up with this game, there's going to be a financial collapse in this country worse than the Great Depression. You can't keep
printing money.
You just can't keep printing money and just giving it to families and people. And I know in my state they want to give illegal aliens who just crossed the border, they want to give them $15,000 as an aid. Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Families who are waiting for the COVID check got $1,400.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell
yes.
me people that cross the border get $15,000? It's a
yeah,
racket.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
It's
yeah.
a racket. Keep printing the money, and you'll see how we're going to turn into a banana republic. Because we're
right.
almost there.
That's right.
We're almost there.
Well, it said a qualified non-citizen. So what that means is qualified maybe for the money because of the death. This is what I'm looking at, my problem. It says a qualified, meaning qualified to have the death certificate changed or meeting the FEMA requirement, but non-citizen who had a funeral. So let's say that someone come across the border or was living here, and they died, you know, someone died, and they had a funeral, and they're saying, well, they died with COVID, and that's one of the things. Not of COVID, that's why they're changing it, but they weren't a citizen. They're eligible for this money. So as long as you cross that border illegally, because they're not a citizen, but they may qualify for this. Is this craziness or
it's,
is it
and,
me?
And listen, on the other side of the, how many people were murdered during COVID, and now the birth certificate is going to say they died of COVID? How many crimes are going to be covered?
Yes.
Because that's a possibility, right?
That's a good point, yeah.
Right? Because, cause of death, COVID. Well, if the husband poisoned the wife or vice versa, if the wife was serving the husband antifreeze in the Kool-Aid and he happened to kick the bucket, oh, it was COVID. So he goes,
wow.
So you see, crimes, yeah. Crimes can go undetected. Listen, it's sin of the highest level.
Yes, it is. Yep, that's the bottom line, isn't it? But I had a few problems here. Why is it that FEMA's now involved with altering death certificates? You know, that bothered me. That's my first problem. Secondly, I would say this could let those governors off the hook who have reported that people died of COVID when they actually died of something else. But they got the money for the COVID death, you see?
That's true.
And like an example, you know, you had a governor, our governor, you know, she was angry because instead of 300 and some thousand per death, she got 33,000. So all of a sudden, everyone died of COVID. And I gave you an example. She reported like in 1 month, 5,000, 800 deaths, somewhere around there in the state. But when I looked up their cause of death, their actual cause of death, only 49 of those were of COVID, you know, yet she claimed 5,800 for that month and 49 were actually COVID death. And so if you think about it, and another thing I had a problem with is we had prosecutor in this state that right now he's asking families to contact him if they've lost a loved one in the nursing home, you know, due to her actions in a nursing home.
Right.
And he's considering possible legal charges against her. Okay. Because they're saying, you know, look, she, you know, grandma was healthy, her mom was healthy, we put her in there and she died, you know. So now in a, that could be a criminal, but in a civil matter, you may accept that money, that money for the funeral, but then they have a major lawsuit, and I'm looking ahead, that comes down the line worth millions of dollars, and you've already signed off it by taking the other money.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, if you think long-term on this, what they're doing, but, and they are bankrupting the country. That's what they're doing. You know, they get thousands of dollars for these deaths, and they're just running amok with this money. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I have a story on that, too, that, you know, that we'll do with the next one. I'll talk about that. But, you know, something's going on. That's all I have to say. When you can alter a death certificate, that's a major issue.
Of course, it's a major issue. Look, it's like I said before. How many crimes may have been? Listen, let's just say someone wanted to get rid of their wife. Let's just say. The wife had the flu or whatever, and then they just, you know, did her in. Well, guess what? Remember, there was a great panic at the time. Great panic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't, these people are dying. They're dying. Okay, so they weren't even touching bodies. They were just putting them in the bags and taking them to coolers, right? Trucks. No autopsies were done.
That's right.
So many undetected murders. People got away with murder, including my governor, Mr. Cuomo, got away with murder by sending people to the nursing homes. That, you see?
Yep.
Your governor
wow.
possibly got away with murder because of her
yeah.
actions.
That's
Listen,
right.
There's murder. Murder was rampant. And we know, listen, I'm not telling people don't take the vaccine, and I'm not telling people to take the vaccine. That's a personal decision. But my
mm-hmm.
personal belief is they are trying to clear the roles. This whole thing is a depopulation strategy.
Absolutely.
To bring down the numbers of people. And they'll listen, they'll bury the truth. They'll bury it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They'll just do that. That's all. Listen,
that's right.
Look at the target group. Think about this. Look at all the people that died in America who were getting Social Security checks and aren't getting them now.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Social
yep.
Security checks ended for all the payments to those people, gone. No more payments.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of a whole group of people. They don't have to pay anymore. And why? Now, remember, these are elderly people. They retired. You know, an elderly person cannot work as fast as a young person, right? It's
right.
the truth, right? An 80-year-old can't move
yep.
as fast as a 30-year-old. Well, what do? They kill off the people who can't produce anymore. The
That's
non-producers,
right.
they kill off, and not only do they kill them off, but then they get rid of their Social Security pay. We don't have to pay them anymore. And then they open the
mm-hmm.
floodgates and let people in through the border who can work for pennies.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. I mean,
you got to look at the big picture.
Absolutely.
This is the big picture, right? Okay. So
yep.
They've already done the numbers. If we clear out
mm-hmm.
this population, we'll save this much, and if we let this population in, we'll make this much. That's what
That's
they
right.
do. That's
yep.
what they do. They got listen.
Yep.
They got mathematicians working out the formulas.
You know, a few years ago, we did a audio of Bill Gates saying that exact thing, that vaccines can depopulate. That's how they can save the planet.
Absolutely.
Is to depopulate. Now, that was back in, the audio was somewhere around 2017.
Right, right.
You think I'm going to stand in line after playing that audio?
Right.
I mean, you know, knowing he said that,
Listen.
No.
Listen. They've known that the vaccines being given overseas in African countries is sterilizing women. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly what he did. Under the pretext
okay.
of something else.
Correct.
Of it being,
Correct.
You know, a cure for some kind of disease. But
Correct.
Then actually he sterilized the women. Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
Go ahead.
That's it. That's, you know, so again, people pray, ask the Lord to lead you and guide you. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to make their own choice. But this arm here is not available to be jabbed. This is a non-jab
yep.
arm.
Correct.
That's it.
And it's just, and you know, I did a whole show, in the news there, I did a whole statement on the advantages of it, and it was absolutely none, zero. You know, there
right.
was no advantage. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from wearing masks. It doesn't
right.
stop you from social distancing. So what's next, you know?
Right,
You know,
right.
it's crazy. It's crazy. But I agree with you 100%. I think we've done enough audios on this stuff before it even happened, showing
Correct.
The plan, you know. So what can I say? Okay, we have a fearmonger goes nuclear. Okay, they say we're in a brand new pandemic now. This one is a double mutation of SARS-CoV-2. COVID-19 said to target young people. Now, in my state, she's asking that children 2 and older wear masks. I think it's cruel, but she's cruel.
So this is
under the pretext of, now they're saying this is public health safety. So we're told with this one that we need censorship. We shouldn't be talking about it. Lockdowns, social distancing, mask wearing, new domestic terrorism laws.
Right.
And of course, vaccine passport. And we need all these things, we're told, to optimize public health. Now,
Does
that make sense to you?
No.
That makes no sense. Why do we need new domestic terrorism laws over some double mutation of SARS?
Right.
Why do we need censorship? So we don't talk about it. So we won't talk about it. So we won't communicate to each other about how ridiculous this stuff is, you know?
Right.
I think, I'm going to be honest with you, I think these are necessary for them to have a swift and easy full transition into the Great Reset. I think as long as they can keep us out of the way, they can keep spending money, you know, pumping money into this Great Reset.
Right.
They can only control a population if the people don't understand what's happening. And non-compliance to things, that's their biggest fear, is people not complying. So, you know, in the meantime, they're buying time to ruin the economy and to ruin the lives of our families.
Right.
And their future. They're shifting money. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
They're shifting money under the guise of equality, okay, into states where you have tyrannical leaders, and they're using that money for this agenda, and that's what you were just saying on the last news story. That's exactly right, because, and I'm going to give you an example story here. Texas nonprofit gets a $530 million no-bid contract to help deal with the influx of migrant children after hiring a Biden transition official. So they create the crisis, they get the money, and most of it is spent within, you know, with the contractors or the officials. Kids get nothing.
Right.
But he just that shifted $530 million to a no-bid contract. That contract was given to these people without anybody else being allowed to bid on it or do it cheaper.
It's a campaign payoff. That's how you pay the off. That's it. That's why I'm saying this country is going to go down the toilet. Because you cannot keep printing this kind of money. You just can't do it. You just can't spend at the rate that they're going. The money's going to be worth nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. That's right.
And people are happy because baseball is back. Right, baseball's back, and the movies where you can go to the movies. See, people aren't paying attention. They're just glad that things are open up again. But while they got hypnotized with baseball and the movies and the latest movie coming out, Godzilla versus King Kong, they're doing backdoor deals, and they're just cleaning out the country.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Right?
That's exactly what they're doing. Yep.
We're going to wake up one morning. We're going to wake up one morning, and whatever we have is worth nothing.
That's right.
They're just printing. And China, listen, China's the one loaning us the money.
Yep.
When China decides not to lend us any more money, we're done. We're
That's
done.
That's right.
Can we go to Germany and get money? No, because Germany is overextended with the crisis that it created in the European Union. I mean,
right,
that's the
and they bailed
reason.
Out Cyprus, too.
Right.
Do you see? That happened
exactly.
In Cyprus. The people woke up and they couldn't get money out. They could only take so much out of the bank, and they had
right.
to wait days. And,
right.
you know, then they decided that cash, you know, certain, and that was in Greece, too. Same
mm-hmm.
thing happened in Greece.
Right.
So you couldn't have a transaction over so many dollars. You know, even of your own money, you couldn't pay someone, like, to do a transaction. I think it was like 5,000 euros or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go over that.
Right.
So that's exactly what they woke up to, and that's exactly what's coming here. And, you know, that $1,400 they're giving you, think about that. They gave you $1,400, but a friend that didn't bid on a contract just to talk about the influx of children that they're opening
right.
the gates and letting in
right.
gets $530 million.
Right.
So think
right.
about it. And that 14, you know, to keep you quiet. That's all it is.
Right. Oh, I got my check. I'm so happy. I got my check. But guess what? People coming over the border, they can apply and get 15 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
In addition to all the other benefits, free medical,
mm-hmm.
food stamps, housing, right? Because that's their
yep.
new block of voters. And not only is that their new block of voters that will keep them in power, it's also their labor force. That's
and their religion.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's, you know,
most
they're just happy
Catholic.
To be. They're just happy to be here. They're just happy.
Yeah.
Happy.
And you can't say I don't feel sorry for the children. I feel so sorry for the children.
Oh,
my
listen,
heart goes out
listen.
To them.
Listen,
my heart breaks
I,
when I see one of those little babies. Oh,
absolutely.
It does, but you can't, as a parent, just take your kid to the border either and shove them, you know, and leave that child there and, you know, shove them through a fence. You can't do that. You can't
yeah.
run. You see what I'm saying? It's not good for the child either. You know, a child
it's
doesn't
money.
Care where they live. If they're in love, if they love their parents, and which we know they do, all children do, when they're little like that, if you really love your child, you really want to do what's best for them. You're not going to just say, okay, have a better life. I'm going to shove you under the fence and leave them. You know, all these children that are left there, it bothers me. It
right.
really does.
Right.
Listen,
them. Yeah, I'm not saying be cold-hearted. Don't love your
no.
neighbor. Don't love. I'm not saying
oh,
that.
No, that.
But at the same time, listen.
No, I know
look,
that.
Look, if all my wife can afford, if all we can afford under her salary and my salary, if all we can afford is two children, why are we having 10?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Right? You only make the babies that you can support. Don't
yeah.
make babies that
yeah.
are that other people have to support. Make the babies
that's
that
right.
you can support. And that's that. That's it.
You know, they had a problem with that in England because the women received priority into housing. And
right.
if they had a baby. So a lot of young girls, and they received financial support, you know, help with food and all these things. So they had a problem with a lot of young girls who wanted to move out of their house. They were getting pregnant in order to live in their own place and receive
right.
all the benefits.
Sure.
And
they got,
the more
listen, they got
children
smart.
They have, yeah, the more
they got,
children they had, the more money they made.
Right. They got hip to the racket because it's a racket.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I don't need a man. I don't need a man because the government pays all my bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. It's like
yep.
a couple of years ago when Obama was in office. I couldn't buy a cell phone But the Obama administration was giving out cell phones like crazy.
Yes, exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And these people have some great cell phones, and I had this, you know, this Mickey Mouse ugly looking thing. Right. And, that's the phone that I had. That's the phone that I could afford.
Yeah.
And yet, other people who didn't work, other people who, you know, were creating babies, they were getting cell phone service and all utilities paid and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, when you create that kind of policy, people say, wow, you know, I'm going to get over under this policy. So they get over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, that's it, unfortunately. I know I remember seeing the lines on the Internet, or there was a news story where people were lining up to get their free phones, but they caught them stuffing these $700 phones that they did have in their back pockets,
right,
in their shirts, hiding.
Right.
Just to get that free phone.
Right.
Do you think they're going to stand in line to be first to get whatever the government hands out? Yeah.
Right.
You know, I just heard a pastor today say something, and it was actually in an article, and he said it's so easy to be a pastor right now because you can look at things. It's so uncomplicated. Either God is your God, the God of the Bible, or the government's your God. And you can see it, you know. He said that's the easy part. You can see the two, the division, you know, between the two sets of people. Those who will totally depend on the government or totally depend on what the government says, and those who will not, who totally depend on God. And he said, so that makes it easy. You know, it was just his way of expressing, you know, because they're saying it must be difficult to be a pastor in these times. And he said, no, not at all. You know, you have two choices here. Either, you know, there's one God of the Bible, and it's not the government.
Right.
So, you know, so I thought that was interesting. Okay. There's something really sinister we know about these vaccine passports. There's a revolt in the UK with several petitions and open letters to Boris Johnson. He is considering a proposal that would require vaccine passports and COVID status certificates mandatory to attend events and to even go to church.
Crazy.
By church.
Yep. Right.
Now, there's a revolt.
Yeah.
The people are fed up with this. You know, they went along so far, they said that's it.
Right, right. That's it.
Not,
I mean,
all the people.
Yeah. But enough people to say, stop the madness.
Yes.
Stop
there's
the
enough
madness.
People over there that are set up with stuff. You know, they've had it. Because there was talk of them locking down, like, streets. And maybe, you know, the military has come in and help them do vaccines by streets.
Right. It's
That's
crazy.
That's tyrannical.
Yeah.
That's tyrannical.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, I'm not home that day, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll be out where the buffalo roam.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay. We have a pastor whose sermon went viral after preaching that wives need to look like Mrs. Trump. And he brought in onto himself a tsunami of mockery and condemnation. He has emerged after a month of silence. So, we're going to hear, and it's only a minute and 54 seconds, we're going to hear one of the dumbest sermons any man or pastor could deliver from the pulpit. His name is Pastor Stuart Allen Clark of the First Baptist Church. And I'll tell you, bro, you're going to cringe when you hear this because you've been married a long time.
Right.
We've been married a long time. You will not believe what this pastor says. I think I might have sent this to you. Like, oh boy.
All right, here he is. Here is Dum Dum.
Dum-dum. Don't give him a reason to be like this distracted boyfriend. You hear me? Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello?
The pastor looks like a fat slob. What is he telling young women to be trimmed down
exactly.
for if he looks like the roly-poly man?
Exactly. I'm glad you point that out. I do have some comments that people made that are hilarious.
He looks like Mr. He looks like Mr. Softy on the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Does he look like Drew Carey? Because somebody mentioned that. Somebody mentioned.
Yeah, he looks like a dark-haired Drew Carey, but also there's another guy that he reminds me of. I don't remember his name. He's a comedian.
Right.
But yeah. No, he looks. Listen. He looks pregnant. He looks
somebody
pregnant.
Else wrote. Did you write all the comments?
No. I'm just looking at him and saying, boy, he looks like he's 9 months. His water might break any moment.
Yeah.
I hope he has his maternity bag packed. Because he can give birth at any moment.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So, okay, why is it so many times that women, after they get married, let themselves go? Why is it? Why do they do that? Now, look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen.
This guy looks like he lives at the Golden Corral. Come on. This is a nonsensical, stupid sermon. That's what this
Baptists
is.
Baptists do. How embarrassing.
Yeah. He's baptized in spaghetti sauce and meatballs. That's what he's baptized in.
Well, it looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either. But you say, how can I do that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. A butch either. But you say, how can I do that? Oh.
You don't need to look like a what?
A butch either.
That's what I thought he said.
No.
Which means a
butch.
He's talking about a lesbian, correct? You don't need to look like a man. Is that what he's saying? Okay. I had to play it back because I said, no, I don't think this dimwit said that, but he said it.
I thought he didn't say it three times.
No, that's why I kept playing. I said, did he say that? And I just,
yeah,
because that's not in the Baptist vocabulary.
That's what
vocabulary.
It sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like to me.
Wow.
Wow,
okay.
He's dead tonight. He's married, too.
Oh, forget it. Wow. Okay.
It gets worse.
Not everybody looks like that. Amen. But you don't need to look like a butch either. But you say, how can I do that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. Because you're in my office, you and your husband, and we're talking about your marriage, and you've asked me this question about what can I do about that. Right, if you were sitting in my office, here's the first thing I'd say to you, and boy, I hate to say it, this is why I don't do marital counseling anymore, and that is weight control. So how important...
This is a crack addict telling you not to take crack.
I can't get
weight. Weight control. Weight control.
Oh, it gets worse.
Weight control.
Oh boy, that's his
this
idea.
Guy is
counseling.
A, Yeah, he looks like, I mean, he's got a belly like Alfred Hitchcock. What are you talking about? Wow.
Oh, he's dead
this
tonight.
This guy is horrible.
He's dead.
He's horrible. All right, here's the rest of it.
Weight control. So how important is this? Let me tell you something. I have a friend. He has put a divorce weight on his wife. That's how important this is. You know, makeup. Makeup is a good thing. You know, one little boy said to another boy, why do girls wear makeup and perfume? He said, because they're ugly and they stink. You don't want to be ugly and stink. Scientists have discovered, by the way, a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive. It's called wedding cake. Yeah.
No, this guy's a pig. This guy's a pig. He's a pig.
Well, it's funny because after the outcry, it was announced that the deacon ministry team, by them, that Pastor Clark has taken a leave of absence and was seeking professional counsel. No, after 6 weeks later, he liveth.
Right.
In a message on the church website, Clark apologizes for making insensitive and unbiblical remarks. He states he is personally embarrassed and sorry that he embarrassed the church. He asked forgiveness and to be restored, and the deacons agreed with that. But the online comments were brutal because he's not slim himself, as you noticed. One woman wrote, this is classic. She said, if he had a wife, she could easily drop 250 pounds by divorcing him.
Right.
Sorry. One woman asked if he was high, to say
right.
it. One said, what an idiot. And one asked when his triplets were due.
Yeah.
Oh. And another woman said, I don't remember this episode on the Drew Carey Show. Oh, but the stupid part with this, some men actually tried to agree with the guy with the sermon, and they got blasted. You know, they went on the site and said, this may sound awful, but I agree. And then a woman attacked them like crazy. Was that the worst you've ever heard? That is the worst. How stupid. How stupid. You know.
Wow.
The Baptists don't want to know him.
Listen, I would say Madison is 14, she's going to be 15. I guess 10 years ago, okay, Madison had to be about 5. I had a little pop belly, right? And so I used to say to my wife, when is Benjamin coming? Because, you know, I wanted one more child. I wanted one more kid, right? And so Madison's the baby. So, I already had the name picked for him. I had Benjamin. So I would point to her belly, say, when is Benjamin coming? And so Madison, who is innocent, who was about 5, she said, Daddy, you have a baby too. And I said, I do. And she said, yeah, I'm going to name her Brittany. So whenever I would name my wife's baby, you know, the baby, Benjamin, and Madison would say, Daddy, Brittany's growing. Really? Brittany's growing. So she got me into my exercises again because I had a little Brittany in me.
Yeah, the mother babes. That's
yeah,
exactly.
So, no, listen. The reason why you don't do marital counseling is because you're a pervert also. You're looking at women. The whole sermon is about women. He's into women. I wouldn't be shocked if this guy watches porn. I kid you not. He's obsessed with women
usually
and what they look
preach
like.
About.
Sure.
Yeah, what they preach about and what they're adamant about and things like that is usually something they're involved in. That's correct. You find out down the line, it's like, oh, they were involved in that, why they were preaching. Look at Swaggart. All that preaching about prostitutes or women wearing short dresses, and then he's caught, picking up prostitutes all over the place. more than one.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, that's the world we live in, isn't it? Okay.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
You haven't heard crazy yet. We're going into the crazy before we get back to the news. Okay. We have a charismatic prophetess who says her mother is anointed to literally call in babies from heaven. Now, this is news from J.D. Hall, and he's written several things about her lately. He says, there's two of them. Help, Lord. Because there's another one. After explaining that her mother, who is 90 years old, who is still sharp as a tack, Tacker has announced to us a brand new gifting and unique ministry that we've never heard before, compliments of her maker. She says her mom can literally call in babies from heaven and bring them down to earth where they become implanted in the womb. And JD calls that cosmic road trip, predicated? Yeah, by her miraculous gift. So I don't know what this is, because he's always very confusing in what he wrote, but it's crazy. This is one of the craziest women out there. I mean, you know, other than Jennifer LeClaire. I put her on the same. I think Jennifer is probably more cunning, you know. She's just off her rocker. In fact, the things that Kerr says, normally you would hear come from someone who's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. I don't know. So it's only 58 seconds. If you can open it, it's 58 seconds.
Here it is.
That's all we need to hear.
Sure. Crazy. Charismatic prophetess. Okay.
Yes.
Gideon, not group. No, thank you. Okay.
No,
there's a picture of a stork. There's a picture of a stork carrying a baby.
JD.
Okay. Here it is. Now, I'm clicking on the picture that has Cat Kerr in it, but it's not moving.
So
okay.
Actually has a
hoodie
almost like her.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry.
So she actually has a holy, almost like her own little following. She also is anointed, literally, to call babies from the Father to the earth, which means she is anointed. She has her own following. She is prayed. She has her own prayer lines. When I go somewhere, she'll pray for people that can't have children, and she makes them understand, are you going to be accountable for this child? Okay, you're not going to just go to my mom and say, pray for me. You're going to get a talk to by her. And she's raised 15. She should know, right? So
she calls them in. She literally calls them in.
Yeah, the Father has anointed her to do that. So we, almost every person she's ever prayed for, any couple or person to pray for, they have a baby. I mean, they have one. She's going to start a gallery of pictures. And she stays in contact with them until they have the baby. We call it the baby zone. I operate in the Revelation zone. My mom operates in the baby zone.
That's good. Okay, here's a question.
Wow.
How amazing. Somebody needs to sit down with her and her mother and explain where the 15 babies that her mother's had came from. She said her mother has a little following. It was kind of loud, the audio to hear.
You want me to play that again?
No.
Let me play it again. Hold on.
Yeah, and turn it down just a little bit. It was hard to understand.
I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Here it is. Okay, now I don't know why there's no sound.
Maybe
you
turned it down too low.
No, it's on.
Okay, the gist of the story was this. We'll just go ahead with it because it's only 58 seconds here. You know, she thinks her mother can literally call in babies for people from heaven. You know, in her case, as JD writes here, hers mom is almost like the middleman between God and the mother coyote, furring,
right.
smuggling babies
right.
back and forth from heaven to earth, crossing the border of the cervix walls and trying to avoid the demons of a miscarriage. I mean, she, you know, she shares this unbiblical tale of witchcraft and false theology by claiming that the babies, when babies die in a miscarriage, sometimes God puts them back in the womb up to five times for five miscarriages. Isn't that horrible? And nobody says to her, where do you get this from? Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is not biblical, anything she's saying. And she never quotes scripture.
Never.
You notice?
Never.
And she, you know.
Never.
So in audio three there, we're going to, did I give you an audio three on that?
Let me see if I can play this again. Hold on. I rebooted
okay.
it. Let me see.
So she actually has a holy, almost like her own little following. She also is anointed literally to call babies from the Father to the earth, which means she is anointed.
Really?
She has her own following. She has prayed. She has her own prayer lines. When I go somewhere, she'll pray for people that can't have children. And she makes them understand, are you going to be accountable for this child? Okay, you're not going to just go up to my mom and say, pray for me. You're going to get it talked to by her. And she's raised 15. She should know, right? So
she calls them in. She literally calls them in.
Yeah, the Father has anointed her to do that. So we, almost every person she's ever prayed for, any couple or person to pray for, they have a baby. I mean, they have one. She's going to start a gallery of pictures, and she stays in contact with them until they have the baby. We call it the baby zone. I operate in the Revelation zone. My mom operates in the baby zone.
That's good. Okay, here's a question.
Is that better?
Yeah, that was better. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You know, you wonder if her little following of her mother are the 15 children she has.
Look.
You know, I'm telling you.
Listen, these people are crazy people. They're just crazy.
Yeah,
but
you know, they are, but yet the following they have is unbelievable. I'm not kidding.
Right.
I'm not
now,
kidding.
Think about,
and that was Steve
think about
Schultz,
this.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Think about this for a moment. Yeah. Think about this. And you just made a great point. We started a Bible school, right? We started a Bible school and we had 80.
Yes.
With limited advertising or whatever. I think I'm down to 30 now. Okay? And this was
mm-hmm.
supposed to be a 50-week program.
Right.
Where we meet once a week for 2 hours and we, you know, right? Okay. So
mm-hmm.
80 people were excited. 80 people signed in. They emailed, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm down to about 30. Now, I keep losing. I'm like a bad engine that has a crack in it because I keep losing oil. I'm losing oil, right? Okay. These nutty people, like you said, they preach error, and their ministries are just booming.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we teach
we're talking
truth.
Millions.
We teach truth, and people can't stand. I can't take it. I got to get out of here. This guy, you know.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Yep. It's sad.
Right. Right. Now, here's the second point I was going to make. You know, the Bible says, and God will send them strong delusion. Now, that verse is intimately connected with the arrival of Antichrist. When he comes, it's at that point, at that time, that God sends strong delusion. It's intimately connected with the ministry, the appearance, the seven-year reign of Antichrist. Now, what scares me is this. In my mind, I can already see strong delusion. Why? Because Kat Kerr has followers. Todd Bentley
yes.
has followers. Rick Joyner has followers. Jim
mm-hmm.
Baker has, I mean, all of these nutty people have these massive followings. Joel Osteen, Jensen.
Yes.
They, now, can you imagine, if this is not strong delusion, can you imagine when Antichrist comes? I mean, because that's when the phrase is connected intimately with him. I look at it now, I say, how worse can it get? Well, it's going to get worse. But you look at things now
and
you say to yourself, yeah, you can't imagine because they're already bad. Things are already bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
To think
that
God
has
anointed a woman to bring down babies from heaven? Are you kidding me?
Who doesn't? I mean, you know, come on.
What color is her hair?
Kids would tell you different.
Yes. What color is her hair?
I should find out. That would be interesting.
Please.
You know, I mean, she's, you know, she's something else. You know, JD's done a lot of stories on her lately because he couldn't believe it either. She claims that her deceased brother lives in a mansion in an apartment, in an apartment of heaven called Christmas Town, like Halloween Town. To her, heaven appears to be a holiday-themed neighborhood decked out in Christmas ornaments and gingerbread men and snow falling 24/7.
Wow.
And he, her brother, gets visits from the real Santa Claus.
Wow.
And people follow her.
They eat it up. They eat it up.
Yeah, and that guy she's speaking with, Steve Schultz, he's a prophet from the Elijah list, which is one of the NAR prophets.
Sure,
and that
sure.
just, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. He said, wow, your mama can do that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got to be kidding. He's
got
to be kidding. I would have a question. If her husband cheated on her and got someone pregnant, could she blame her mother for sending that baby?
Probably.
Okay, that's my
mom. It's mama's fault. It's mama's fault.
She implanted that baby. Oh, that's terrible.
Does she have?
But,
does Kat Kerr have a husband?
Yeah, I think she. Well, I think so. I think she does.
Wow.
I don't know
Is he happened to be the Mad Hatter? Is that his name?
I don't know. I think she does. You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. I'm going to look that up because, you know, these people have crazy names. You know her real name's not Kerr.
Wow.
Kat
wow.
Kerr. You know Patricia King's real name is not Patricia King. We know this stuff, you know, so.
Right.
Okay,
right.
We're going to skip to audio 4 because the other one was about the miscarriages and how the Lord puts them back so many times.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is crazy stuff. So we're going to go to audio 4, and this is one more on her. Now, she tries to explain the Trinity with disastrous results.
Okay.
Now, in this audio, JD had it set up to start at 3025, and we're only going to play it until 3250. So, you know, we're going from 3025 to 3250 because we won't be able to take much more than that, I'm going to tell you. So it's only a couple minutes.
Okay, 3025
to 3250.
Okay. Okay.
Bible.
All right, here it is.
Where he goes, I was like here to say in the upper.
How does that sound? Does that sound good or too low?
Yeah, it's a little loud, but.
A little loud? Okay. Hold
a little.
On.
Unless it's just my headphones.
But there's a couple kids that wanted some questions answered. And the first one's kind of hilarious, but I think I know where it's coming from.
How does that sound?
Good.
Okay.
This is the son, Isaiah. age 9, and a daughter, Rachel, age 10. And one of them is asking, they must be thinking of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because they're saying, how many heads does God have? I have three questions from them. How many heads does God have is your first one.
Yeah, because some people in foreign countries especially, they think our God has three heads because the Bible talks about the three in one. And people can't decide, well, does he only have one head? Does he have three? The Trinity are three individual beings who are God. Father God, he's a spiritual God. He's powerful. That is his name. He is the Father. It talks about him all through the Word of God. That is the Father of Jesus Christ, you know, who Jesus came. Jesus is the second member of the Trinity. He is the Son of the living God, the one who died for our sins on the cross. And then there's Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God is an actual being. He's not just a facet of God's personality, the Father's spirit. He actually is a real being. He is God also. And he appears as like whirlwinds, rings of color, the fire. He carries the fire where he goes. I was like here to say in the upper room in Israel, I saw the portal Holy Spirit came through when he put the tongues of fire on those waiting in the room that were asking for, you know, to be consumed by the Spirit of God. So Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity, and he stands to the left side of the throne. There's even a well of oil called the oil of the Holy Spirit that he takes and pours on people. Sometimes it comes out of Bibles. Those things really do happen.
Yeah.
So there's three individual gods. They're all gods. But the reason is the three in one is because they have the ability to step inside of each other. And the way the Father explained to me was he caught me up to heaven. I saw the Father sitting on his throne. There's Christ sitting at his right side. There's Holy Spirit on the left. And he said, now we will be the three in one. Jesus stands up and steps totally inside of his Father. You can't see him anymore. He's in the Father. Holy Spirit comes and steps inside the Father. And the Father goes, now we're the three in one. It is that simple.
That's a literal thing. That's not a symbolic picture.
That literally happens. And even in the Bible, when Jesus would say to the Father, me and you and you and me, I desire that they, that talked about the body of Christ, be one as we are one, because when you go to heaven, you can step inside the Father. Jesus steps inside the Father, and Holy Spirit steps inside the Father, and then you're all there together. It's an amazing thing, and you have more understanding of the spirit realm. You have a spiritual body, and so they, as God, they are the Godhead. They each have a head. There's three individual gods, and they step inside, become the three-in-one, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, and so that's the best explanation. That's exactly the one the Father gave me. I understood clearly, and then, of course, the Holy Spirit steps out. Christ stepped out when I was standing before the throne of God. He said, now we are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Good.
It is so simple a five-year-old could understand that.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. Go ahead and explain that. You're the teacher. She's talking on the Trinity.
This lady's crazy. She's been confronting too many hurricanes. You know, it must have been that a 2x4 was flying in the wind at 90 miles per hour and knocked her upside the head, and that explains why she's got these crazy notions. But listen, and this guy sits there with a straight face. He looks like Charlie Brown to me. He just sits there like Charlie Brown, and this is a crazy lady, a crazy, crazy, crazy lady. She says even a five-year-old can understand. And here's the thing: all of these people take trips to heaven, right? I mean, you know, our dear brother Nathaniel, who left to do some other things. He used to do shows on Apostle, what's his name, the fat guy.
David E. Taylor
would sit on God's lap and talk. He was always up in heaven.
Yep.
Why is it that these people, I haven't been to heaven once.
Right.
You know, I haven't been there. I just, you know.
Right.
I didn't even know that there was a shuttle up there, or there was an express train or an express elevator. I you know, what am I missing here? Sister Marie, tell me. What have I, you know, don't I have enough faith? What's wrong with me that I haven't been to heaven once, Sister Marie? What's
You're
wrong
not
with
delusional.
Me?
You're not delusional. What's wrong with you? Listen, this is the thing. They cannot back this up with scripture, so they go by what they say is their experience. That's their explanation. So all they say, they just, you know, tell about this experience they have and put God on the end of it and just say, this is what God told me. This is what God said. You know, they have the personal revelation. That's Gnostic. And what is it? What are the people? There's a proper name for it. I can't think of it right now. That believe that God has a physical body. What group of people is that? I'm trying to think. I can't think of the name. What they're called? They believe that God has the hands and, you know, feet, and the Word of Faith use it all the time. The people in the Word of Faith.
I can't think
of what they're called. Yeah, the Word of Faith people, but there's an actual name for that, a heresy.
Yeah.
For that, and I can't think of the name of it right now, where they describe everything in the physical, you know, instead of God as spirit, you know, they believe that he, you know, they talk about the hands and the body and, you know, the feet and all this kind of stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what the name of that heresy is. I'll have to look it up. But
okay, all right.
Yeah, and it come out of the Word of Faith movement. They were pushing it like Jesse Duplantis, way before, a long time ago. They've been pushing it.
Right.
But it's an
right.
actual heresy, and I can't think of the name of it off my head.
Yeah,
we know that the Mormons
always talking about this big God. And this is why, you know, this giant God that they talk about, and it's not
Mormonism.
Well,
she's a New Ager. No.
Okay.
It's something. I can't think of the name of it right now. It'll come to me after the show, probably.
Okay.
But you know, this is just New Age. These people are just nothing more than New Age gurus. That's all they are. You know, and they don't really have the Holy Spirit, so they make things up in the name of God. They have this personal revelation, you know.
Okay.
Because they can't explain the Bible, and that, you know, they don't really know the Bible. They just take things out, and then they put an experience in there, and then they relate their experience, you know, to it. But you know, they're New Age people. You hear her talk about portals and stuff.
Right.
Like Paula White does that. And that's
sure.
just, you know, they're either
Absolutely.
Witches and warlocks or something. I don't know.
They're just crazy people. Like you said before, this lady, she was supposed to come with screws. You know, when her brain kit came, it was supposed to bring screws. That box came with no screws, so they just put the brain in.
Two missing.
And the brain is just it's just rattling in there. It's just making noise.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yes.
But we have a few.
Sometimes
we
have parts
minutes.
Left over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about when we first got married, my wife bought this futon from Finger Hut, and she thought I was a mechanic extraordinaire. And I spent 2 days building it, and at the end of it, it was all cockeyed. It didn't open up. You know, it's like supposed to be like a sofa bed. There was
right.
screws left over and the whole thing, and I just dragged it out to the front of the house and let the garbage man. It was brand new. I just dragged it out to the front of the house and let the garbage man just pick it up. If it doesn't come assembled, honey, don't buy it. I can't put things together. That's it.
You know, that's funny because my husband can build an entire room, you know, build a house.
Right,
he can
right.
build anything. But when it comes to putting furniture together, I don't know what, you know, if he has to assemble something, we always have these parts left over that I'm not sure where they belong to. Yet he could build, you know, a room, a basement, a stairs, you know, he can build anything when it comes to that kind of thing. But when it comes to reading directions or electronic, you know, electronics, it's very difficult, or mechanics. But yet he can build a house. I could say, will you build a room on there? Yeah, he could do it, you know.
Wow.
But if you he can't put a table together with directions. So it doesn't make sense to me, you know. So it doesn't make
any
sense at all.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we have
have 3 more minutes left on this.
Oh, you're joking. We only had 2 minutes to start with.
Well, we're at 32:47. Where did you want me to stop it?
Oh, hang on. 32:50. 3 seconds.
Okay, so okay, so we're done. We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Yeah.
Goodbye, cotton candy lady.
So she starts answering questions after that, you know, which I think, you know, who wants to hear her answers?
Right.
You know?
Nobody. I don't.
Nobody. No, not at all. Okay, YouTube closes African channel promoting televangelist violent conversion therapy. In response, now this shows you how much, this will show you how much these, you know, people have subscribers, even though they're in error, you know. You know, they're charlatans, and they have, how many people they have. In response to a complaint about T.B. Joshua's controversial exorcism, that's what he does, exorcism, YouTube has terminated his channel. Now, he had 1.8 million subscribers on YouTube. Think about that, bro. 1.8 million. That's YouTube. Facebook has also removed his recent posts, but a number are still visible up there. Now, on Facebook, he had 5.6 million people following him. That's T.B. Joshua in Africa, if you don't know. So he's known for hitting women in the head and slapping them numerous times, claiming that it's a spirit of woman that possesses them, you know, and along with other spirits.
Sure,
he has a spirit for everything.
Yeah.
So the video that was removed, the video in question, shows women and men literally being browbeaten, you know, by this so-called pastor. He first appeared on Emmanuel TV, and his church is called the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Between 2016 and 2020, he posted several videos with similar clips engaging in violent exorcism, some to cure gay and lesbian people in the congregation of their sexual orientation by casting out the demon of homosexuality. Boy, if you ever did a show, bro, on just the different demons they have, you know,
You would never finish.
You know, if you just proved, well, there's no demon of this and there's no demon of that, but people don't believe that. They believe whatever it is, there's a demon, you know, behind
it.
So that's called pandemonism, isn't it?
Pandemonism, yeah. Pandemonist is a person that sees demons everywhere, blames demons for everything. And demons are more powerful than God. I mean, look. With all the demons that Jennifer LeClaire have and this guy Joshua and Jensen Franklin and all the others, with all these demons, how could you get anything? I can't get the laundry done. I can't clean the garage. I can't do an oil change. Because I'm just battling all these demons. And then, listen, if something if something happens, right, if I took the clothes and I put them in the laundry and they're colored clothes and I put bleach in and, you know, and everything comes out all messed up, well, honey, that was the bleach spirit. The bleach spirit did that. You know,
they've been programmed over the years with this stuff.
You can blame everything on a demon.
Remember,
right?
Name That Tune? This is Name That Spirit.
Right. Sure. Sure.
Like, you know,
it's a sad existence.
It is.
You know, it's just tragic. It's just tragic.
Yeah.
People just, they like the sensational. They love, they flock to so-called miracles. They seek signs and wonders. But an adulterous generation, Jesus said, seeks all that stuff.
Yes.
See?
Exactly. Exactly.
And listen, I'm not a denier. I'm not saying God can't do a miracle. He can do a miracle whenever he wants. But what's being claimed as God's miracles, they're not God's miracles. They're not.
That's right. Well, you know, the kicker in this thing is he wasn't removed off there because he was beating up people, okay, slapping women around and hitting them or, you know, even men. He was removed because of the sexual orientation issue more than anything. So that's why they took him off. Now, that's the sad part. You know, it was considered hate speech. The fact that he was beating women, I mean,
that's
physically
fine.
Beating people,
that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
You know?
That's okay. You can slap them, kick them, throw babies up against the wall like Bentley does or whatever, Wigglesworth, whatever.
Yeah.
You can do all that stuff. Not a problem. But talk about the gays, we're taking you off.
That's right.
You touch those gays and it's all over.
Yeah, because he said bad spirits. You know, he states the bad spirits of the LGBTQ people block their prosperity. That's all he had to say, and they took him off, you know. So he happens to be among the wealthiest televangelists in the world. In 2015, he reportedly bought a $60 million Gulfstream jet via a front company, which he denies. But, you know, he had a company that, a front company, something he could shove all his money under call it a business. So he had $60 million he spent on that jet. And I think he's among the top 20 wealthiest televangelists in the world. And he's nothing more than a witch doctor. That's all he is. That's all he is. He's a witch. You could just see it. I mean, honestly. And yet, think about that. If you're among the top 20th in the most wealthiest televangelists in the world, and they removed him, not for beating people up, not for lying, not for treating people bad, for calling out the gays. So, you know, what kind of society are we?
Crazy.
It's terrible. It's a crazy
but,
world.
But, you know, that's secular society.
Part of it.
Right? That's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's where we're at. So,
crazy.
Okay, we have young, healthy adults will deliberately be reinfected with COVID-19 to boost vaccine development. And it's called a human challenge trial. By reinfecting them, they want to see how the immune system responds. So they hope that this will help further vaccine development, which they're already saying people need to take 3 and then 1 every year. You know, this is a part of a study in the UK. I can't imagine this. They're reinfecting people with the vaccine, young people, healthy people. So this is part of a study in the UK. And believe it or not, it come out of Oxford, University of Oxford.
Wow.
The study. So far, it's voluntary. But if people want to be a human guinea pig, go ahead.
Wow.
You know, terrible. You got healthy young people that they are deliberately reinfecting just to see, you know, and they're calling it a human challenge. You know, it makes it sound, you know, trial. Come, be a part of it, you know. Community. It's for the better of,
wow,
you know, society, whatever. That's terrible. So, you know, we already know that the boosters are trying to push the boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're experimental. These are not FDA approved.
Right,
none
right,
of them.
Right. See, the thing is, they never told people that they were going to have to get boosters. They said,
that's
you
right,
just get the vaccine. Now,
mm-hmm,
now they tell you you need boosters.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yep. Well,
so,
well, think about it. They're talking about people like in the UK there. They're telling them they need three and then one every year. They're pushing that over here. So it went from one vaccine to that doesn't stop the virus to three vaccines that do not stop the virus, to one every year that don't stop you from getting the virus. And these are all experimental and not FDA approved. Now that should be a red flag. So, you know, and because everything they do, every one of these are. They already have the IV solution. That's made in a lab. That's experimental. That's not FDA approved.
Right,
you know, and
right,
all these things that they're doing, not one of them will stop you from getting the virus. So you must say, why? I mean, you know, in your own mind, you should be asking yourself, then why am I getting them? It doesn't
correct,
stop anything.
It doesn't stop anything, and who knows what the side effects are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, Dr.
Yeah.
Fauci said Johnson & Johnson had to stop their vaccines for a while because women were getting in and developing blood clots, right?
Yep. Yep.
What are the ramifications? Is that vaccine a ticking time bomb? Is it supposed to go off 6 months from now after you get
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you
what,
wonder.
You know, who knows?
Yep.
Who knows?
Well, do you remember that Jim Jones? I was thinking about that yesterday. How many times did Jim Jones do a practice run with the Kool-Aid before it was a real Kool-Aid? Quite a few. I listened to a testimony of a woman. She said he used to practice that, drinking the Kool-Aid, until the day
right,
came when they drank the Kool-Aid.
You're conditioned.
And I'm not trying to scare anybody. That's
right,
the truth.
No, that's it.
That's what he did.
Look, you condition them, right? Okay, when this is a fire drill. This is a fire drill. This is a fire. And then that day, see, he had already premeditated. He knew where the thing was going. He knew how it was going to end. He was going to kill them all.
Yep.
So he practiced with them. They didn't realize that they were being conditioned. So that
yep,
when the day came that he felt that it was all over, this selfish man would destroy their lives in totality.
That's exactly
and,
it.
And for
yes,
all eternity. That's it.
Yep. And I thought of that just yesterday, how many times he did that, you know. And because it surprised me when I watched a documentary on it that the woman had said that we were just, you know, thought it was another drill until we got there. And he started to speak, and then it was too late because they were trapped, you know. They couldn't get away. He had security, you know. It's all terrible. Okay, we're going to audio 5. John Gray secures Atlanta area location for a new Relentless Church campus. I think you'll find it's a Facebook page, and I'll tell you why we had to do it this way.
Okay. Introducing, learn about this message. Okay. Introducing cross-app messaging. Okay.
No, it should just be a clip off a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what I'm clicking on.
Okay.
But it's taking me there.
Yeah, it'll take you to the Facebook, okay.
Yep. Okay.
See, Gray removed it from the article written about him.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Let me just... Yeah, I don't know why I don't have any sound. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's suggesting
that. Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, what it is it has the sound thing blocked with the message thing.
Well, can you touch on the sound and let it open? Do you think that'll work or not?
I did it. I clicked on the sound.
Okay, and it's not letting you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try it on my end.
Okay.
I'll see if I can get it. And I'll just put it up if it comes in on my end, too. See, he removed it off the article because he owns it. So I had to go to his Facebook.
Right.
Okay, hang on.
Here we go. I got it now. Hold on.
Oh, you got it, too?
On.
Hang on.
Yeah,
let me shut it off.
Okay.
We're getting ready to drive up onto the campus of a miracle. And we're going to fill this campus with the love of Christ. And we're going to infuse hope to hurting people, and we're going to grow and build disciples. We're getting ready to create an atmosphere where everyone knows they belong.
Yeah.
It matters. We've been talking about this for 2 years, but I never knew where. I could never see where God wanted us to plant. Atlanta is in a moment in time, and I believe that we have something to add to the conversation. Everything that's happening finds a home in this city. I believe that there is space for a church that has a multicultural, multi-generational, uncompromised approach to loving every single human being that walks through the door, and we make no apologies for it. That's the kind of church I want to be. That's the kind of man I want to be. So let's walk together. Let's talk together. Let's sing together. Let's grow together. You want to be a part of something life-giving, life-altering, life-changing, life-affirming, revolutionary, revelationary? How about Relentless? We want to invite you and your family to come experience a worship service with us.
We love people, and we can't wait to meet you right here in the Atlanta metro area.
So why did Baby Jakes take it down?
It was in an article, and the article was talking about the money involved, which I wrote the information down, and the neighborhood and things like that. And he took it down. I went yesterday. I listened to it today. I went to it, and it said it's been removed by the owner. And then he did post the clip on Facebook, but he didn't want the information that went with the article with his clip on it. You see?
Right.
Because it gave some information.
Right.
Well, he says he's the kind of man that loves everyone that walks through the door, and that was his problem in the first place, wasn't it? He was loving everybody that, you know, I'm talking about the women. That was his problem. You know? Loving everybody that walked through the door. He had so many affairs. He's also establishing a second campus of their Greenville, South Carolina-based church in Powder Springs, Georgia. Now, this is why he removed it, I think. That's a suburb of Atlanta with a population of over 15,000. The neighborhood is one of the best places to live in Georgia, and attracts many families of young professionals. Now, this new campus was listed for $7.2 million.
Right.
$7.2 million. Now, this building arrangement that he's in right now is the same one that he defaulted on the last time. They own the building. He occupies it. Then he buys it, you know? And he buys it back from them. Well, that's what happened last time, you know?
Right.
He didn't pay for it.
So
he was
Rob
out buying things.
Yeah, Rob Carpenter's got the building now?
I think so, yeah. I think he got
he
this
took the
new
building.
Back. Yeah, I think so, as far as I know.
Wow.
I don't know with this story. He's just moved and, you know, this is another new venture for him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that building?
Yes. Absolutely.
Incredible.
Absolutely. To maintain that, boy, he's going to need to do a lot of fleecing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I, you know, a note I had. There's going to be
a
lot of
listen,
fleecing going on there.
And one more girl scandal, and he's done.
Well, you would think he would have been done after the first and the second, but, you know, it doesn't appear that way, does it? I mean, I don't know. She's there for the money. You know, she's got to be. There's no other reason for her to be there.
Look. She's gonna ride that donkey all the way to the finish line of the Kentucky Derby. She's not changing horses.
These guys are so crude when you describe them.
That's it.
Well, you know, not long back, I had a clip. And I'm not sure, maybe I didn't play that. I probably didn't play it, where he was talking with Steve Furtick, and he had this shirt on, you know, advertising segregating the church. He wanted to segregate the church from a black church to a white church. He wanted segregation. So if he wanted that, why did he move, you know, where there's families of young professionals, and he's saying that he would love everyone that walks through the door because he needs that $7.2 million now that he didn't need, you know, then. So he was pushing segregation in the church going
right.
back. That's terrible. That's
right.
terrible.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
things anger me. Maybe I get angry too quick. But now it's okay because now he needs the money. Now he wants he wants everyone. He love everyone that walks through the door. Well, that's what got him in trouble.
Right.
He was loving every woman that walked in the door. You know?
Absolutely.
So with him, I don't know. You just think, bro, that these people are going to get, you know, taken out to pasture and they're going to leave them. No, they just keep recycling. You know, like the snake eating the tail.
Yeah. So he's no longer ministering to those people who were at John Carpenter's building.
As far as I know, I mean, this is a new one. This is not an old clip. So I don't know what he. Yeah, that
yeah,
was April
yeah.
4th. That was released April. This is his new,
mm-hmm.
new venture. Or adventure, whatever. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just go away. Why do they keep reviving? What is so important about him that they keep bringing him back after all the affairs? What is it about him? Can you put your
Who
finger
knows?
On it? Other than
I listen. I don't know what I don't know why people follow Joel Osteen. I don't know why people follow Jensen Franklin. I don't know. It's the big question.
It's
why
a big
do
mystery.
People why do people follow stupid preachers?
Yeah,
why?
I don't get it. Well, maybe because they have not a love for the truth. The Bible says, so, you know, they fall away because they don't really love the truth. In God's word. So that's all I can say is what the Bible would say about it. Because I don't understand it. I really don't understand it at all.
You know, the thing, here's the thing. Let's just say, okay, we know that they're not preaching the truth. But not only that, but they're stupid storytellers. They're not even entertaining.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're not.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's like a movie. You go to the movies, and there's a lot of hype about a movie. You go watch it, and you say, the script was terrible. The acting was terrible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. These guys, they can't preach. They're horrible.
That's right.
They're
idiotic.
The things that come out of their mouth are just idiotic. And,
that's right.
And but people show up week after week in great numbers. And you have to say, boy, is America dumbed down?
Because
a
like
lot
that.
Of it doesn't even make sense. You know, Kat Kerr, Mama has a following. The Lord has anointed her to call down babies from heaven. Who's going to follow that? You know, maybe people at the asylum, maybe people at the crazy
right.
house. Well, you know, you can have a following there, but in real life, well, you know, think about it.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing because people will follow that. And I'm going to be honest, and you and I have been around for a while. This is actually stuff that they would have put people away for, saying on the street. I mean, this is what I don't get. If people were on the street and they were yelling this stuff on the street, they would be picked up, put in their white jacket, and taken away and evaluated if this was done on the street. But now it's in the pulpit, you know, and on television, and it's welcomed. Isn't that, you know,
it
blows your mind. It really blows your mind.
It makes no sense. It makes
no
sense to me.
Sense.
You have so-called professionals showing up at these churches, people who went to college, people who read, people who, you know, had to use analytical thinking, and they're sitting under dopey preachers.
Yes.
Just,
unless they're just plants is all I got to say. They must be plants, you know? I mean, they've got to be either dumbed down plants, I don't know, within the church. I have no idea. But, okay, our next story. Muslims needed a mosque, so the Catholic Church built one for them. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Even though this happened in Nigeria, it's also happening all over the West, including the United States. Non-Muslims are generous, welcoming, and kind, without any concern for the possibility that not all the recipients of that kindness would be interested in reciprocating the kindness in return. A Catholic bishop named Steve Manza of the Diocese of Yola, I'm not sure if that's true, but it looks like that, is building a house there for people who lost their homes due to jihad activity by Boko Haram. So the Catholic Church is building homes. Well, that sounds good, right? They build a mosque for these people, but they're rebuilding the homes that this group destroyed. And by the way, Boko Haram, or you could call it Haram, but Boko Haram, is their official name is people committed to proselytizing and jihad. A lot of people don't know that. Many from this group destroyed people's homes because they thought they weren't Islamic enough. This bishop also built them a mosque. Now, what could go wrong here, right? At the end of the day, this bishop feels that the Muslims and the Catholics can worship together. But the Catholics in the area, they remember the murder of a Catholic priest, a Catholic church being burnt to the ground, and where the jihadist killed 2,200 Catholics during 2020. And this bishop has been taking care of these Muslims for 7 years. So the Muslims burned the building down, right? They run the people in the area out of the homes. He builds homes for the people, and then he goes back and builds a mosque for the Muslims. And this is the Catholic Church. What? This is crazy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we know that the Crusades, right, that the Crusades in history were about the Roman Catholic Church stamping out the Muslims in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And the all the Crusades, the many, many, many lives that were lost during the Crusades was so-called Christian against Muslim. They're not going, the Muslims aren't going to forget that.
No, not at all.
They're not going to forget that.
You know. And they need to remember that these Catholics are building a mosque that teaches from the Quran that Jesus is not the Son of God and belief in the Trinity is excess, and that Jesus was not crucified, and that those who believe in the divinity of Christ are unbelievers. This is the Quran. And those who believe that Jesus is God's Son, those people are considered accursed. And Christians who do not accept Muhammad and the Quran must be fought against. And these are all things that are in the Quran, and I can give you the pages that they're in. So he's saying that the Catholic Church and the people in the church can worship together with people who have these beliefs, like Jesus is not the Son of God, you know. They don't believe in the Trinity, the crucifixion, you know, the divinity of Christ. And if you believe Jesus is God's Son, you're cursed. And you must, you know, where are they going with this? This is crazy. But yet this priest believes that they can worship together in the area. The people know better. The priest doesn't.
Listen. They have not cut off the priest's head yet. You know how the radical Muslims just take, you know, they take apostates and they just cut. They haven't cut off his head yet because he's the golden goose that keeps laying the egg. Right?
That's right.
They're going to see what else they can squeeze out of him. But when there's nothing else that they can squeeze out of him, they're going to make a public example out of him. They're going to cut off his head.
So he's saving his own neck.
Listen. He thinks, but wait and see what happens. Look, there is no peace between Islam and anybody. It's
no,
a radical
not
religion.
At all.
It's a religion of hate. I don't
That's
care
right.
if you say I'm a moderate Muslim. I don't care what you are. It's a religion of hate. Read the pages. Read what your book says. It's a religion of hate. You're going to take Muhammad's word over mine. When I tell you to stop, you're going to say, no, I have to kill you because you're an infidel. So, it is what it is. So
You have to convert.
Keep building their stuff. You know, keep being a useful idiot, and they'll keep you around. When you stop being a useful idiot, they'll make a perfect example out of you.
Yeah, off with
and
his
they
head.
Must be listen. They must be laughing. They must be laughing.
Well,
look at
you
this
know,
fool. Look
oh,
at this
yeah.
fool. He's the listen. He's the idiot that keeps on giving.
Yep, the local town idiot. That's what he is.
That's
because the people are saying, "Wait a minute, what's wrong with you? He's killing us." You know, so they're feeding. He's feeding the beast. You know. That's what I hate to say, but that's exactly what he's doing. And the townspeople are saying, wait a minute, you know, they're going to kill us. So,
Right.
Okay, you heard that Liberty University is suing Jerry Falwell Jr., right? For tens of millions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, because
why are they suing him?
Because they feel that he had a well-crafted exit strategy, well-resourced. Exit, you know, he had a lucrative 2019 employment agreement while withholding damaging information from the school about his personal scandal. that was about to explode the following year. So we're talking millions here. You know, he denies it, of course. He said there's some lies and some truths, you know. He thinks the suit is out to defame him and discredit his record. But in reality, he already did that. You know,
sure.
He had allegations of being impaired. He had a young business partner of the family that came forward and said that he had years-long relationship with his wife, with Paul Will's wife, and Jerry was accused of participation
right.
in some of those liaisons.
Right.
He acknowledged that the affair with Paul Will and his, you know, they agreed, yes, his wife did have the affair, but Jerry's saying that he didn't participate in that, you know, in that arrangement.
Right. Right,
and he
right.
said the young man's blackmailing him. So, but it's funny because Falwell had a suit against the university that was dropped in October where he said the school damaged his reputation, or it was dropped
mm-hmm.
in December. Yeah, he put it, he dropped it without any explanation at all. So,
right, right,
you
right.
know, so we know what's going on. It's a game. It's a game.
Sure.
He knew that they were on to him. But, see, he set everything up before he departed. He set everything up because he knew this was going to explode.
Sure.
This stuff. So he had a nice little exit strategy. I forget how many million he got on the exit strategy. Okay, I'll voluntarily leave, knowing that the news were, you know, was coming out about him.
Mm-hmm.
And his shenanigans. He knew that.
Right.
So
right.
he made sure he had a lot of money when he left. And his son, they're not going to let his son, by the way, be in there like they thought.
His son
was supposed to take over.
Take over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
No, that's not happening.
Wow.
That's not happening. So, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen.
It just seems like a crux everywhere. Go ahead.
Well, it's like Richard Roberts. You know, Richard Roberts was handed
mm-hmm.
the presidency of Oral Roberts University. And what did he do with
Correct.
That? He squandered it.
Mm-hmm.
All of these guys squander. Because all Richard Roberts had to do was keep his nose clean and play golf. That's all he had to do.
Yeah.
With that cushy job that he had. All he had to do was keep his nose clean, play golf every day, come home, let Lindsay be the boss, and that's it.
Let her have her affair.
Yeah, that's it. And just, but these are wicked, perverted, nasty, you know, phony, fake people. They're liars.
Yep.
They're extortioners. They, you know.
It's terrible,
but
that's, you know, where we're at. It is what it is. And, you know, we were told that these things would happen in the last days. So, you know, we're not surprised by those. But we are. The thing that surprises us, I think, is that people do accept it. You know, they accept these people as legit. It is surprising, but the Bible also tells us that will happen, you know. So, but when we see it, and people accept this stuff so easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, these pastors out there, when they accept these pastors that are just, you know, committing
right.
things over and over and over again, and it's accepted,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
it really has taken the church in a different direction. Over the last few years, and
it's awful.
Yeah, it's 11.
And it's yeah. All these guys who inherit their ministries from their fathers, with the exception of a guy like Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen hasn't messed it up. You know, a few others haven't messed it up. Fred Price Jr. almost messed it up, and then his father had to smack him around for 2 years and keep him. You know.
Yeah,
but they almost invariably they almost all mess it up.
Yeah.
You know, they can't handle
well,
the power
Prince
of the
Charles.
Money. Yeah.
That's Prince Charles. Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's in the secular world.
Right. His mother's going to outlive him. I can tell you that much.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you right now it's going to be a scary time because he'll be one of the first to step up the plate to give that kingdom over to the World Economic Center because he's in, the World Economic Forum. He will give his kingdom to that entity, I'm telling you.
Right.
So you better hope the Queen lives for a while because that's the only thing stopping him from turning the United Kingdom over.
Yeah.
Because he's
scary.
So involved in it. So.
Yeah, Gary is right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, I would like to say, instead of the last word, you have something going on tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
On Daily Manna?
Over at the Bible school, we have a special call-in broadcast. We have this once a month or once every month and a half. We have a call-in broadcast in which I let the students vent if they have a question, if they have a comment, if they have a testimony, they can call in. So tonight's the night for them, and they can make comments on class mini course number 9 to mini course number 14, which had to do with all of those Word of Faith classes that we did on, you know, showing how the Word of Faith was bankrupt in its theology. So that's tonight at 7:30.
At
7:30 tonight, and over at the Block Talk Radio International Institute of Biblical and Ministerial Studies. So I hope people call in. You know, you never know. I got to tell you, bro,
it's very interesting listening to the callers. You know, it really is. And, you know, and hearing their opinion, and I really enjoy that show. I love listening to it.
Yeah.
And to see where they're at and how they feel.
Sure.
You know, I enjoy that show. So thank you for doing that. And I guess we can go to the music. Have a great week.
All right.
See you next week. All righty.
Hold on.